Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Tropical Storm Debbie bulking up toward hurricane strength as it takes aim at Florida's Gulf Coast. CBS's Tom Hansen is in Crystal River.
More than 19,000 customers in the state of Florida are already without power. Governor Ron DeSantis says thousands of workers are standing by to make repairs when it is safe to do so.
The biggest challenge will be from water, not wind. Kevin Guthrie is emergency management director.
I would be ready to get out of your home and go to a friend or family's house. Or if you're going to stay in your home, just know that that water is going to rise. And do you have a plan? Can you get your furniture up off the ground so you don't lose your furniture?
Savannah, Georgia is also bracing for flooding. Our Christian Benavides is there.
People here in Savannah are used to hurricanes and tropical storms, but for something to linger for as long as it is expected to do in such a low-lying area, it could potentially be, if the forecast holds, an unprecedented event.
With Israel on high alert tonight for an expected attack from Iran, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke with the Israeli Minister of Defense today discussing U.S. military moves in that region. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen told CNN State of the Union.
It's already been escalated. At this point, what they need to know is that it's not peace through appeasement, it's peace through strength. And there should be no daylight between us and Israel right now. Israel had the right to do what they did.
A new CBS News poll shows former President Trump and Vice President Harris tied in key battleground states, with Harris leading Trump by 1 point nationally. CBS's Anthony Salvato says Trump still has advantages.
The idea that you would be better off financially if Trump were elected, Trump still has a big advantage over now Kamala Harris on that. And the idea that his policies would slow or decrease the number of migrants trying to cross the border, that he still has an edge on.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer is describing violent anti-immigrant attacks as far-right thuggery. More on the unrest there from CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Anti-immigration protests escalated into riots in several cities. Protesters attacked police who tried to guard a hotel that housed asylum seekers. The violent protests erupted last week after a deadly stabbing rampage at a dance class.
Could be a rough week on Wall Street. U.S. stock futures are down considerably across the boards ahead of Monday's opening bell. Investors said to be worried about a possible recession. This follows Asia-Pacific markets, which lost significant ground in their Monday trading. Tokyo down 7%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Yeah.
right? Much like this radio show. It's called Autopilot. It is breaking still. My good friends here from Southern Ontario. 8045 Radio Show. Shane Christopher Neal. This is The Weekend, my friend, right here on Max Inc. Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. We got local music from someplace else for you, Wisconsin. All right, on the program today, Suicide Star. Last weekend, I hosted an event out in Port Coburn. If you've never been to Port Coburn, it's a nice, very nice place. Right on Lake Erie. And Suicide Star played their latest single. It's called 21 Guns. That is on the way. Angelica Appelman stopped by a couple of weeks ago to talk about her single Ringtone. We're going to play that for you today. And Brooklyn Blackmore, going to feature a song, brand new song called Lipstick Stains. It's coming your way this hour right here on Indy 45. First, though, my friend Kyle Walkup is on the way. Maybe he'll walk up to you, Wisconsin, and say hello, but probably not. He is from Southern Ontario. But I see Lyric Doobie, my good friend. He was out in Ottawa. I saw him a couple of weeks ago in Toronto, but he was out in Ottawa at the Blues Fest. I believe he was opening for Nickelback. And here, this is just a rumor. It may not be true. But Jimmy Kay apparently is a huge fan of Nickelback. So if you have any Nickelback memorabilia lying around, if you have anything you want to send Jimmy Kay that says Nickelback, he would love you for that. Indy 45, this is Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Back in my arms. cold. When we meet again, I promise, my friend, we're hitting up the road with all the tunes and all the rooms for everyone's ears to hear. I'll make some noise, but you're the one they all come out to cheer. Promise to never let you go. What seemed like forever, but the wait's finally over. As we say, we're living the dream. Let's hope that this lasts our lifetimes, 'cause we shall make one hell of a team. Venus, how I missed you. Promise to never let you go. Regrets what I've been feeling lately, and I'm glad you're coming home. And all my worries are now gone, how I love you so. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go.
Song is called Venus from Kyle Walkup, Indy 45, Max Sync Radio right here along the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal bringing you local music from someplace else. Broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. But this artist coming up is not from Ontario. She's from Canada. She is from Nova Scotia, which is a beautiful place. Her name is Brooklyn Blackmore. And for a number of years, I hosted country radio here in Canada. I've interviewed Brooklyn a few times, but she has now collaborated with the great Aaron Goodvin here in Canada, along with Brent Baxter. They wrote the song, and it was co-produced by Grammy-nominated Nashville producer Matt McClure and Aaron Goodvin, who is a great producer in his own right. The song is called Lipstick Stains. I'm featuring it today, Brooklyn Blackmore, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right along the Civic Media Radio Network.
With a bunch of girls, Bluetooth, Beyonce, and Run the World. It's Friday night, no boys allowed. Getting all dolled up, it's about to go down. Get that number for the cab and call it. Somebody pour me a roll rocket. We're gonna blow. Break some hearts, paint the town red.
Hello? I am not dealing with this.
I used to spend my nights waiting for your name to light up my phone. I was so hung up on hearing your voice. I hated being alone.
Angelica Appleman and Ringtone, Indy 45. It is Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal is the weekend. And last weekend, I hosted a great event in a place called Whiskey and Walleye. Clearly, it's on the water. In a great place called Port Coburn, Ontario, Canada, about 20 minutes-ish from the studio that I'm broadcasting in right now. And my good friend, Suicide Star, we're opening the show for a band called Svengali, a great rock band from Canada. And before they were Suicide Star, a few of the members of the band were in a band called Step Echo. And on Max Inc. Radio years ago, the great Phoenix Camara used to play a lot of Step Echo. So we're actually going to play a Step Echo song coming up. They redid the song Eyes of a Stranger by the Paolas. We're going to get to that after some Suicide Star. 21 Guns, rocking it up right now on 8045 Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
You never
Loco from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If you don't give me what I want, then I'll give you ultimatums. You push me to my limit and patience, yeah. So if you don't give me what I need, simply put, I'll give you agony. When I tell you you don't listen, I have stated my conditions. No, I don't think you listen. You treat me like I'm crazy, but you're the one who made me. Yeah, I swore no one would change me. I'm different.
I'd rather be without you than be someone I hate. used to wake up in the night in case you'd call. I used to stay up writing songs on my bedroom wall. If you can't hear me outside your door just yelling, come on home. To write down my dreams on a blank white page, put them away and take them out another day. Now these days I ain't got too much to say. Every letter through each stitch and weave. Now these days I don't fall so easily. Time filling up my head. Don't waste my time on all the things I never said, or all the things that I wished I'd done instead.
Just a kid, that was a long time ago. Shane Christopher Neal, Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. That is my good friend Evan Rotella. And I hope you caught the show last weekend, because Evan Rotella stopped by to tell us about his brand new album, Happy to Be Here, where you can find that song. And also about his great band that includes the great Mark Rogers on drums from LMT Connection. He also produced the album as well. Coming up, I've got the J. Diem Band. They have just put out some new music. We're going to get to a song they put out a little while ago, but maybe we'll get some new music if Jay would just send it to me. And kind of some TMZ news from Rose Cora Perry. What's going on there? The latest, The Cure is on the way. Right now, a good friend of mine, his name's Adam Bears, and he's a singer-songwriter, and we have a mutual friend. His name was Sean Spansley, who passed away a couple of years ago. And Adam has been kind enough to help produce a couple of songs that I was working on, along with Randy Bishop, Bobby R. Rock, and Sean at the time of his passing. And Adam is going to bring them to light this August, so I'm super excited for that. NT1078, Below the Surface, Industry 45. This is Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, Radio Network.
Don't know what it was. Two good friends, might have drank too much. It could have been Coltrane or the storm outside. Girl, there was nothing we could do about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, can't find my tie. Sun through the window sobers the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. Girl, I could pretend that when I walked you home, I didn't want to come in. And if it was a mistake, well, it sure felt right. But I don't remember everything about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle in. Sun through the window sobers the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. Skirts on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, and I can't find my tie. Sun through the window sobers the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. About last night. Don't know what he was. Two good friends might have drank too much.
I tell you about last night, I just don't remember. Marshall Dane, get a lot of requests for Marshall Dane on this show. ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. He is from St. Catharines, Ontario. You're listening to local music from someplace else, Wisconsin. Shane Christopher now broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Canada. Jay Diem is on the way from Welland, Ontario. And big news, Rose Cora Perry sent me a message. Her and Tyler, her drummer, had been dating forever, and they broke up. Oh, no, that's never good. Love and rock and roll never works out. Maybe there is a cure, I don't know. Rose Cora Perry, The Truth Untold. The song is called The Cure. Industry 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media.
Questions.
Life is short, my friend. JD and Band from Welland, Ontario. Industry 45. Right here on Max Sync, along Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal. ShaneRadioZero@gmail.com. Hope you'll check out my website as we wrap up the show. ShaneChristopherNeal.com. That's N-E-A-L. Serena Prine did me a solid a couple of weeks ago. She put together a band called American Ninja. She is one of the best we have here in Southern Ontario. And boy, did she light it up at Welland Flow Fest. People just loved her, and she put an album out many years ago, Serena Prine and the Mandevilles. My good friend Alan Colavecchia on drums. We end with Turn a Blind Eye, Industry 45. Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As I can, I'm so tired of this.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is...
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.